Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, Amerika Serikat telah menandatangani perjanjian perdagangan bersejarah dengan China dalam satu langkah yang menurut Presiden Donald Trump untuk memperbaiki kesalahan masa lalu. Diharapkan kesepakatan itu akan meredakan ketegangan jangka panjang antara kedua negara. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Stephanie Corsetti. Perang dagang itu telah berlangsung selama berbulan-bulan, dimulai ketika Amerika Serikat mengenakan tarif impor barang-barang dari China pada tahun 2018. Dalam upacara Gedung Putih, para pemimpin dari China dan Amerika Serikat menunjukkan kesepakatan bersama. Penandatanganan resmi perjanjian perdagangan antara Amerika Serikat dan China menandai titik balik dalam sengketa perdagangan kedua negara yang sedang berlangsung dan diharapkan menjadi langkah penting bagi kedua kekuatan ekonomi tersebut.
Presiden Trump menyebutnya sebagai terobosan, meskipun ini baru tahap pertama dari perjanjian tersebut.
This is a very important and remarkable occasion. Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China.
Pemimpin China, Presiden Xi Jinping, menyarankan tahap pertama ini baik untuk China, Amerika Serikat, dan dunia. Presiden Trump mengatakan negosiasi itu terbuka, tangguh, dan jujur antara kedua negara mitra perdagangan tersebut.
This is something that's going to be so special, however, to our manufacturers, our farmers, our bankers, our service people. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. This is the biggest deal there is anywhere in the world by far. And that's good. We're doing another big one next week. But this is the biggest deal anybody's ever seen.
Wakil Premier China Liu He mengatakan ia mengharapkan keuntungan besar dari kesepakatan itu.
China and the United States, with the larger picture in mind, have taken a serious approach to our differences and worked to manage them appropriately, reaching phase one trade agreement. It is good for China, for the United States, and the world. This is a mutually beneficial and win-win agreement. It will bring about stable economic growth, promote world peace and prosperity, and is in the interest of the producers, consumers, and investors in both countries.
Wakil Premier Liu juga mengatakan perjanjian itu akan membawa perdamaian, kemakmuran, dan pertumbuhan ekonomi yang stabil.
A cooperative economic and trade relationship is the propeller of the overall U.S.-China relations. Over the past 2 years, the two sides encountered some difficulties in the economic and trade fields. At times, there were setbacks in our trade talks because on some issues, we don't see eye to eye. However, our two economic teams did not give up. With relentless efforts from both sides on the basis of equality and mutual respect, we have reached this phase one trade agreement.
Perwakilan Dagang Amerika Serikat Robert Lighthizer dengan hati-hati menyambut berita itu. Ia menyatakan bahwa kesepakatan itu perlu diimplementasikan dengan benar. Pemimpin minoritas Senat Charles Schumer mengkritik kesepakatan itu dengan alasan tidak banyak keuntungan yang didapatkan oleh pihak bisnis.
I greatly fear that President Xi is laughing at us behind our backs for having given away so little at the expense of American workers, farmers, and businesses. The administration, in order to get a deal at all costs before the 2020 election, has thrown the American worker and American business overboard. And they're going to be the ones left to face the consequences.
Schumer mendorong perlindungan yang lebih besar terhadap pekerja Amerika Serikat dan mendesak Trump untuk kembali ke meja perundingan.
The president's trade deal with China is a severe and potentially irreparable loss for the American people, American businesses, and American workers.
Mantan Perdana Menteri Australia Kevin Rudd mengatakan kepada CNN bahwa perjanjian itu masuk akal, namun mungkin ada lebih banyak friksi dalam implementasinya.
Phase 2, final point on this is, the language about phase 2 negotiations is chalk and cheese right. In Beijing and Washington. In Beijing, it's sometime in the future when we finally implemented phase 1. What the president said this morning is, we're going to do it next week.
Pemilihan Presiden Amerika Serikat akan diadakan pada bulan November tahun ini. Dan masih belum diketahui dengan pasti kapan percakapan perdagangan selanjutnya akan diselenggarakan.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.